Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And that's so I don't know why you're, I don't know why this, he tweets at us that how do you know they're dead? Well, we've been watching.
Yeah.
It's that simple.
More tweets on the tweet sheet from Daniel. How much would you spend to acquire offensive talent? Daniel says, I want to pay a free agent or trade for a playmaker, but I also want one in the first or second round of the draft. Can you imagine adding T. Higgins and Stephon Diggs or Amari Cooper and Chenault or something along those lines? I can imagine it. It could happen, but there's a cost. I mean, there's a cost, as I mentioned yesterday, and the guys you're passing in the draft to get those playmakers, and I don't know that they need two. They can use two, I guess, but I don't know if they're in desperate need for two. And the cost of salary and trade capital, that draft capital that you would need to trade up to get those guys. That's a lot.
So, yeah, if you do that, and then all of a sudden Jordan Phillips leaves in free agency, Shaq Lawson doesn't re-sign, and Quentin Spain is gone, along with Kevin Johnson. You got two shiny new wide receivers, and every place else you're starting to deteriorate. I mean, it's a, you got to keep all 53 balls in the air. It's the whole roster. It's not just that one spot. And certainly they could go out and sign a big-time free agent. They got the money for it. They could trade up in the draft and get one of those big-time guys. And then you decide they're going to sit John Brown on the bench because somebody's got to come off the field, or they'll sit down running back, or they'll sit down tight end. Dawson Knox has to come off the field, and they have to go four wide, or Cole Beasley comes off the field. There's only 11 spots, so you bring two guys in, and two of the five eligible guys have got to come off the field, and you got to decide who that's going to be. And then you got guys sitting on the bench who don't play special teams and aren't on the field to help you on offense. And so you're going down a rabbit hole that's never ending. You want to get they're going to sign a bunch of guys. They're going to probably come into the training camp with between 10 and 13 wide receivers on the roster. And the top three are going to be, Bob Foster, Cole Beasley, John Brown, and Duke Williams, and the rest of them. That's who it's going to be. It's going to be Isaiah McKenzie may or may not be here. He's a restricted free agent. So, you can go out and get all these guys, but you don't want to spend all your assets and all your capital on just that one position. I guess that's the point.
And the other thing is, and this goes to our Twitter poll from 2 days ago, we asked a question, in the AFC East, who's got the biggest to-do list? And this is exactly what we're talking about, what the Bills have to do. In terms of volume and the work they have to do, it doesn't compare with what the Dolphins need to do, what they need to add, or what the Jets may need to add. But in terms of important decisions, I think it's as much as anybody. Look, they have to balance the kind of considerations Steve talked about. It'd be great to have Amari Cooper and a premium draft pick, T. Higgins, or two other good wide receivers. But they have to balance these things. As Steve said, keep balls in the air. They don't want to abandon their defensive line and the need for a pass rusher. They might have to replace a tackle up front on the offensive side. It's a tough job for the personnel department this offseason. I think it's tougher than many people think. Don't you?
Yeah, I think so. It's much different than we've talked about this at length this last week and the week before, where it's a lot different atmosphere when you're in this team, in this meeting room in the evaluation room with the Bills head coaches and the coaching staff and the scouting staff this year. It's a much different atmosphere because they're looking for as good of players as they can get, but they don't have a lot of gaping holes. They're trying to get better with depth. They're trying to get better at certain spots, and it's going to be a hard roster to make. And I'm telling you this, of the nine picks, the last three of them are really going to struggle to make this team. The last three or four picks of this draft for the Buffalo Bills are going to be in the second pick of the fifth and the three picks in the sixth. They're going to have a hard time making this roster, hopefully.
All right, we're taking a break. We're coming back with more. One Bills Live, Steve Tasker, John Murphy. We're presented by Kalata Health from the Seneca Studio in Orchard Park. This is Buffalo Bills Radio. One Bill's High, John Murphy and Steve Tasker here till 3 today. How much would you spend? Look, you know, you figure the Bills want to get offensive talent, right, playmakers. What are you willing to give up? That's our question of the day. A couple of more tweets on this. Jack tweets in other. I would trade a second and a fifth, maybe a fourth for a guy like Stephon Diggs, but I would not trade my number 22 overall. Not likely to happen then, Jack. And he goes on to say, if we can't make that work, I'd stay at 22 and draft LaVisca Chenault from Colorado, or the best pass rusher, and lose my second and use my second and third rounders to get offensive weapons in a deep class. Here's what I like about Jack's tweet, Steve, and I think he articulates what the Bills are going to do. They're going to be flexible. They're going to be flexible. And if a pass rusher isn't there, or if a wide receiver or a pass rusher isn't there at 22, they'll be flexible. I think Jack's onto it. And he talked about some of that flexibility. Stay at 22, draft LaVisca Chenault or the best pass rusher, okay. Use my second and third rounders to get offensive weapons. I think that's probably the approach they'll take as they go this deep in the draft this year.
And here's where you're at. I mean, they got to be flexible. And we've got free agency to go through. And here's what you hope for as a Bills fan as well. You hope there's a team out there like the ones that were deep in the playoffs, the ones that were behind you in from 22 up to 32 in the draft. You hope one of them is desperate for somebody they can get at 22. That's what you hope for. You hope somebody behind you, somebody has fallen down and you don't care about them. And this player has fallen down to the 22nd pick, and you think there's somebody behind you, but like 25 or 20, 32, that needs that guy. And they'll jump up, they'll flip picks with you, and throw you a second rounder as well to get that guy. That's what you kind of hope for. You hope somebody sees something in somebody that you know is not there. Then you can get some value for that pick and pick a guy that you like. Just flip it back. You drop back 3 picks maybe. I don't even know who 25 is in this draft. It's irrelevant. What I'm saying is you drop back a little bit, still get the guy you want, and add a pick. So you hope you can get in free agency to a spot where you're not desperate for anything. And we have yet to – I mean, we did it last year, but we got to see him do it
right.
Yet. I mean, that's before the draft.
And we'll go to the combine next week. Probably won't get many clues. But free agency is now, 3.5 weeks away from opening up, March 16th, March 18th. Today, right? 4 weeks from today is the first day you can actually sign people. And I think once we get through that first week or so of free agency, we'll have this whole discussion again. We'll have a better idea of what the Bills need and what they might use some of their capital on.
And it might be that we think, they might get a starting tackle or a starting guard or a couple of them, and say, wow, this, and they may pay them, 8 digits, right? So if like they did Mitch Morris, and we think, hey, well, sweet. We're all set. Now we can go out and we can focus on these other things. We can get an edge, or maybe they'll get an edge rusher, whatever. But we can focus on this or that instead of having all this, the edge rusher, the offensive line, the defensive line, the wide receiver and a corner, all of those things on our plate. We can move it down to just 3 things we need instead of 5 things.
What do the Patriots need? What are the Patriots going to do? We're going to talk about it with Ben Volin when we come back. He covers the Patriots for the Boston Globe. He's covered the NFL for 13 seasons. He will join us on the line when we return. It's One Bills Live presented by Kalata Health, live from the Seneca Studio in Orchard Park. Seneca Resorts and Casino, nothing comes close.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.